Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Masechta Gittin Daf Tes. The daf starts by discussing the Mishnah in Masechta Peyad Paragimel Mishnah Ches that's brought down in the Gemara at the end of Ches Amid Beis, that Reb Meir says that if a person is Koisev Kol Nechasav La'avdoi, if he's Shir Karka Kol Shu, Lo Yotza Ben Chayrin. If he's Meshayer, even the smallest piece of karka, then he is Lo Yotza Ben Chayrin. And the Gemara says, L'maskana, that Rav Ashi says that the reason of Rav Meir is not because we say Loi Palgin on Dibura, because Rav Nachman holds that we can say Palgin on Dibura, and he still paskins like Rav Meir. Rather, the reason of Rav Meir is, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Hosam Hainu Taima, Mishum Delav Krus Gita Hu, because it's not Krus Gita. Rashi explains that by a get, it says that it has to be a safer krisus, that we need a complete krisus, a complete severance from the bond of the husband and the wife, of the ishus, of the husband and the wife. And by a shtar shichur, we have a limud of la ugzerishava that we learn out from get isha, that also has the requirement that it has to have krisus. Memela over here, the chisaron is that it's lav krisus gomeru. It's not a full krisus, because there is a possibility that since the adoin retained for himself the karka kolshu, he was shir karka kolshu, so maybe he meant to retain for himself the eved as well and not be mishachrim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in that Mishnah in Paragimel Mishnah Ches explains pshat in Rashi. It's in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis Ois Lamites. That Rashi does not mean that the Gemara is saying a svara that lekushta demilsa done in deshir laha eved, that really we really have a strong tzad that the person was meshayer the eved, because obviously the pashtus is that if the person was meshayer karka kolshu and he wasn't meshayer the eved beferish, so my degali gali, my deloy gali loy gali, whatever he revealed to us that he's meshayer whatever, not. It's only because there's a criteria that you need krisus, so we say here it's lav krisus gamur, because ikal is fukek tzas, there is a small tzad, a remote chance, ad nidnud safik b'lashon hashtar, in the lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eger, a small safik in the lashon of the shtar, that the person means to be meshayer the eved as well, therefore ain olav shame krisus, like Rashi says, lav krisus gamur hu. So it's not that we would in general think of such a svara, but because there is a small remote chance that the person means to be Meshayah the Eved, therefore it doesn't fit the bill of being a Sefer Krisus. To illustrate this point, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that, for example, by a Shtar Matana, if a person gives a matana to his friend and he's meshayer one thing, so pshita dekana hashar, it's pashat that we're not going to say midnachas l'shiura, from the fact that he was meshayer one thing, he might mean to be meshayer something else. No, whatever he was meshayer beferish, he's meshayer, whatever, not. By ishtar matana, we would never say that. Only by ishtar shichur, where we have that limud law from Ger Isha, that it has to be a safer krisus, that you need krisus, therefore we'll say that this is not krisus gamar, and that's why Reb Meir paskins lo yotza ben chayrin. This is all Rashi's pshat in the Gemara of lav krus kitu, that it's not a krisus that's boru lagamri. There is a tzad suffix that maybe the person means to be meshayer the eved as well, and therefore it's not krus kitu. The Rif has a new pshat in this Gemara. The Rif by us, it's in the beiz amid beiz in the dafei arif. To kivon de shir le karka kolshu, since the person was meshayer a little bit of karka, v'kosav hachi begita, and he writes that shiur in the get, in the shtar shichur itself, havale l'rabe schusa begavei degita, the master, the odin, has some right, some schus in this shtar, ukegoin ze einoi get krisus. Therefore, it's not considered a get krisus, a safer krisus. Deba'inon de lahavi gita decherusa kulei la'avda. Veleka, because we have a requirement that the entire shtar shichur has to be for the eved. Says the Rif that the chisaron in krus gita is not stam, that the krisus is not borer, it's not 100% clear. It's a din in the cheftza of the shtar, that the shtar here represents the rights of the eved, that this is his emancipation, this is his shichur. However, if in the shtar itself there's written a schus of the adain, that he's meshayer for himself a karka kolshu, then this shtar is not entirely for the benefit of the eved. there is a part of Ishtar, the shear of the karka kalshu, that is for on behalf of the Adin, is for the benefit of the Adin. If that's the case, it's not a sefer krisus, it's not a shtar that's fully for the Eved, and that's the chesaron here of Lav Krus Gita. There's a big nafkamina between Rashi's pshat and the Rif's pshat in the sugya. What would be if the person writes beferish atzmacha, unachasai kenuyin lecha? He includes atzmacha in his lashon, and then he says unachasai knuyin lecha chutz mikarka kolshu. So do we say that it's lo yatsa ben chayrin mefurish in Rashi that in such a case that is krisus? Because Rashi says that the only reason that it's not a krisus is because since he's nochas l'shiura v'hu lo yuzgar b'soicha matana, and the eved is not mentioned beferish b'soicha matana, the loy kasav le atzmacha unachasai knuyin lecha, because he didn't write the word atzmacha, therefore lav krisus gamarhu. However, that's only because of Rashi l'shitasai, Rashi's understanding in the chesaron of Krus Gita, that it's not 100% barer. When you write atzmacha, then it is 100% barer that he means to free the eved. However, according to the Rif, there would be a chesaron of Krus Gita in this case as well. Because even though the person wrote beferish atzmacha onachasai, still the maisa, this shtar says chutz mikarka kolshu, and therefore this shtar is not fully the schus of the eved. There's a schus of the adin begavei, and therefore it would not be a good krisus. Kach mefurish in the Rashba and the Ran by us, that according to the Rif, the chesaron of Krus Gita is even when the person writes atzmacha onachasai knuyin lecha. And the emes is that in the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodim, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that a get shichur tzorach sheyia in yonoi dover hakoyreis beinoi uvein adoinov. It has to be something that's a complete severance between him and his master. V'lo yishar la adoin bo yizuchus. And in the get shichur, there should not remain to the adoin izuchus. So it's clear that the Rambam is learning like the Rif's Mahalach, which is his derech to learn like the Rif in the Sugya, that it has to be that the Sefer Krisus, not just that there's no, it's not enough of a Krisus, because the Krisus is not Barur, but the Sefer, the Shtar itself, has to be a Shtar that's fully for the Eved, V'lo Yishar La'odoin Bo'iz Chos. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam in that same halacha continues, Lafichach hakoisev la'avdoi atzmacha v'chol nechasai knuyin lecha. His example is a case where a person writes to the Eved, atzmacha v'chol nechasai knuyin lecha, chutz mimakim pliny, except for a certain area, ein ze koreis v'haget batal. So it's beferish in the Rambam, this nafkamina that the Rashba and the Ran speak out, that Bedas Harif and the Rambam as well, when we say that there's a chesaron of Krus Gita, it's even if the Adon included in the Shtar the Lashon of Atzmacha, that he clearly means to be Meshachar the Eved. There's no lack of Brirus, there's no Nidnut Safak that he meant to be Meshachar the Eved. But even so, it's Lav Krus Gita, because the Adon has a Schus in this Shtar, therefore it can't be considered a Sefer Krisus. There's a very important Kasha on the Sheet of the Rif in the Rambam, that L'chaira, why is this called that the Adon has a Schus in this Shtar? If the person owns 10 pieces of land, and he says that I am going to be makna to you, the Eved, piece of land number 1, a piece of land number 2, and number 3, and he enumerates all the pieces of land up to number 9, and in addition to that, I'm being makna to you yourself. So, l'chaira, there is no problem over there of Krus Gita. What's the problem? He's being meshachar the Eved, and he's being makna to him all the karkois. Except for one, that shouldn't be a problem. So why is it a problem when he says, I'm being makna to you, atzmacha v'chol nechasai, chutz mikarka pliny, except for this karka kalshu? Why should that be chesaron of Krus Gita? According to Rashi, the vart is that when a person says, chutz mikarka kalshu, so then we already raise our eyebrows and we say, wait a second, maybe midenochas l'shiura, he means to be mishayer, the eved as well. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, the whole chesaron is because there's a schusa da'adoin in the shtar. L'chaira, where is the schusa da'adoin in the shtar? If I'm writing that I'm being makna to you all my nechasim except for one, if he has, l'mashal, 10 nechasim, 10 pieces of real estate, so it's as if he's writing out all 9 nechasim, and he just didn't write the 10th. Why is that considered that there's a schusa da'adoin in this shtar? And to answer this question, Reb Leib Malin, and the Chidushi Reb Arya Leib, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, says that we see from the Rif and the Rambam a very important yesoid, a lamdishi yesoid in Shiur. Shir means that a person retains for himself one of the nechasim. Says Reb Leib Malin, the geder hadvarim by shir, if someone is being makne 10 nechasim and he's meshayer for himself one out of the 10, it's not just another way of phrasing the hakna on field number 1, number 2, all the way up to number 9, and just omitting field number 10. No, when you say kol nechasai knuyin lecha chutz mikarka ployni, be'etzem there's a koyach hakna on all the karkois. There's a koyach hakna on kol nechasai. And now there's a new asiyah, there's a new thing that a person can do called a shir. He calls it, it's a chalois shir. It's an added thing, a davar noisaf, onto his hakna. It's not that the hakna was limited. It's a full koyach of hakna that you are makna at your entire nechasim, like the words of the shtar, kol nechasai knuyin lecha. But chutz mikarka plaini, that means that then there's like a string attached and you're pulling back, you're making a shir on the 10th karka. And therefore, says Reb Leib Malin, that's why it's called that there's a schusa da oda in begaveh. Of course, if I would be makna 9 karkois out of 10 and just not discuss the 10th one, that's not called that I have any schus in the shtar. The shtar is totally one directional. 9 out of 10 of my karkois, I'm being makna to you. But over here, you didn't do it that way. You were makna all your nechasim. Chutz mi karka plaini, when you say it in that nusach, that means you're making a shir. A shir is a new asiya, a new chalois shir that you're making. And that chalois shir is in the other direction, is going back to the adon. So all of your nechasim be'etzem are being pulled towards the eved, except now you're pulling one back with the new chalois called the shir, and that shir is a schusa da adon. My Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita proved this yesod from a number of places in Shas when we discuss the concept of shir. One example is from the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Gemara has a diun if a person could be mishayer for himself a davar shaloi bala olam. For example, if a Levi wants to sell a field to a Yisrael with the condition that the Maiser Rishon that's going to come from that field should remain his, that the Yisrael should not have the option to give it to any Levi he desires. Rather, it should be mine. And so I'm selling you this field, but because I am a Levi, I'm being Meshayer for myself, the Schus and the Maiser Rishon. The Gemara declares whether a Levi has a Koyach to do that, and Toisvis in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Aleph, Dibur Amaschali Boilu, writes that shaila of the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Samach Gimel is talui on the old discussion if a person could be makne adavar shaloi bala olam or not. If you could be makne adavar shaloi bala olam, then you could be meshayer adavar shaloi bala olam for yourself. If you can't be makne adavar shaloi bala olam to someone else, then you can't be meshayer adavar shaloi bala olam to yourself. So Rav Asher Arieli said, if shir is not an asiya, it's not a new chalois shir that you're doing, what could be the shaila of being meshayer something for yourself? You're not mechuyev to be makna everything that you have. Of course you could be meshayer something for yourself. Elamai, we see from that Gemara in Bava Basra and the Tosis in Bava Basra that the yesod of being meshayer for yourself is that the koyach hakna exists on all the nechasim. And now there's a new asiya called a chalois shir that you're pulling it back to yourself. And that's why there's a shaila, can you make that asiya on Taisa says that asiya is pulling it back from someone else to yourself. That's totally on the same thing, whether you'd be able to be makne from yourself to someone else. If you could be makne to someone else's rishus, then you could be meshayer from the koine back to you as well. And if not, so that would be another makar to this yesod, that a shir is a davar noisaf, it's something added. There's a koyach hakna on all the nechasim, and a person is meshayer what he says chutz about, he's meshayer that for himself. And according to Rav Leib Malin, a big mucker in the Rishonim for this yesod is our Rambam and Rif, that they explain lav kruskita, not that there's a chisaron, that we're not sure that the person was being meshacher the eved. Rather, it's a chisaron in the chefza of the shtar shichur, that the shtar shichur has in it a schusa da adoin. So why is it considered a schusa da adin just because he was meshayer a karka kolshu? Says Reb Leib Malin, that's because a shir is not just as if he enumerated 9 out of 10 of his properties. Rather, he's as a koyach hakna on all of them, and he's meshayer for himself one of the karkois. Therefore, that chalois shir is a schusa da adin, and that's why it's a chisaron of lav krus gita. The Mishnah says that if a shliach brings a get from Medina Sayam and he's not able to say b'fanay nichtav u'b'fanay nechtam, im yeshal of edim yiskayim b'chaysamav. The Gemara explains, what does it mean that he's Eino Yochel Loimar B'fanai Nichtav B'fanai Nechtam? It can't be talking about where he was appointed as a shliach when he was a cheirish, because a cheirish is not kosher to bring a get. Like it says later in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel, HaKol K'sherim L'Havi Yesaget Chutz Mecheirish Haytav V'katan. So the Gemara says we're referring to that he was appointed to be a shliach when he was a pikeach, and then he handed over the get as a pikeach, and that moment he was about to say b'fanai nichta v'fanai nechtam v'loy hispik loymar b'fanai nichta v'fanai nechtam ad shenischarish till he became a cheirish, and therefore he was not able to say b'fanai nichta v'fanai nechtam. The Rashba and the Meiri earlier on Daf Hey ask a question: why does the Gemara have to say such a doicha kukimta that as he gave the get? He gave the get as a pikeach, and that moment right before he was about to say b'fanai nichtav or b'fanai nechdam, that's when he became a cheirish. Why don't we say that he was appointed as a shliach when he was a pikeach, and then somewhere along the way, during his long journey from Medina Sayam, he became a cheirish, and therefore at the time that he gave the get, he was not able to say b'fanai nichtav or b'fanai nechdam? Why do we have to say such an unusual ukimta that he became a cheirish that moment after he gave the get? Just say that he became a cheirish in between the minui shlichus, from when he was appointed as a shliach until he actually gave the get. At some point during his journey, he became a cheirish, and therefore he was ein yochel loymar b'fanai nichtav or b'fanai nechdam. Says the Rashba and the Meiri as well, that al karchach can't be the case, because if he lost his das, if he became a cheirish before he actually delivered the get, ein oinase shliach al nasinas haget, then he can't serve as a shliach in the maisa of giving over the get. Therefore, it must be that he was a pikech at the time that he gave the get, and that moment before he was about to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam, he became a cheirish. L'chayra, this halacha that we see from the Rashba and the Meiri, that if a person is appointed as a shliach when he's a pikeach, but he didn't carry out the maisa hashlichus yet until he lost his das and became a cheirish, the Rashba and the Meiri say that would not be a valid shlichus. This should l'chayra be tali on a big machloikas harishayinim brought down by the Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Peches, Sivkotan Beis. The Ktzois brings a machloikas harishayinim in a fakerta case, when Reuven appoints Shimon to be a shliach to deliver a get to his wife. And somewhere along the way, along the shlichus, Reuven, the mishaleach, loses his das. He becomes a shoita or a cheirish. What would be the halacha in such a case? The Ktzois brings that it's a machloikas rishayinim. The tour in Evan Ha'ezer, Simon Kufchaf Aleph, says that in such a case, the get is batel min ha'toira, because the mishaleach needs to have das the entire time. If the mishaleach, the one who is sending the shliach to divorce his own wife, so if he loses his das, even though he already appointed a shliach, but if the mishaleach doesn't have das at the time of the giving over of the get, then that's an invalid shlichus and the get is batel min ha'toira. The Ktzois brings, however, that the Rambam holds that min ha'toira, that is a good get. The Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, says that in such a case, min ha-toira, as long as the shliach had das, it doesn't make a difference if it's nishtate ha-mishaleach, it would be a good get min ha-toira. Midrabanon, there's a gzeira that such a get should not be valid, and that is, says the Ktzois HaChoshen, the gzeira midrabanon is because we're afraid that people will say that a shaita could be megarish, because they're going to see that this mishaleach became a shaita, and still his wife is being divorced through this shliach, and therefore people might say that a shaita could be megarish, so midrabanon it doesn't work. But midrairaisa, it does work. The Ktzois HaChoshen is mechaven to the Tosis Ri HaZokin in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis, that he says there clearly Kedas HaRambam that min ha-toira it's a good shlichus, but midrabanon and nishtata ha-mishaleach is no good because of this exact gzera that the Ktzois says that we're afraid that people will say that a shoita could be megarish. Al kopanim, in such a case of nishtata hamishaleach, the Tur says that min ha-toira it's not a good shlichus, and the Rambam says that min ha-toira it is a good shlichus. What is the oimek hamachlekes? So the Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Lamed Vav, as well as other achroinim, explain that this is a yesoidus tikka machlekes in how we're understanding something that's done bishlichus. The Tur holds that when Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach to do a certain chalois for him, like to be megarish his wife, At the time that Shimon gives over the get to the wife, to Reuven's wife, Reuven is the one who is poil the gerushin. It is Reuven's koyach that is able to affect this gerushin. Just the concept of shlichus is that Shimon the shliach is a yoda arichta, an added hand that the Torah allows Reuven to have. In addition to his own hands, he could appoint a shliach with other hands to do the maisa, but the one whose das is being poil, is accomplishing and affecting this chalois gerushin, is really the mishaleach. Therefore, the tour holds if the mishaleach has lost his das before the shlichus is carried out, so the shlichus is bottom in HaTorah. However, says the Divrei Yecheskel, the Rambam holds that when Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach, Reuven is giving over koyach to Shimon to be poil the chalois. Now the chalois is in the hands of Shimon. It is his das that is able to affect the chalois. Reuven has now given up his koyach in this and given the koyach to Shimon. And therefore, as long as Shimon is a bar das, that's okay. Even if nishtata hamishaleach along the way, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the shliach has das, then he could carry out the shlichus. In which case, according to the Divrei Yecheskel and the other Achrayinim, we have a big machlokes here in the aside of shlichus when Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach to do a certain chalois for him. At the time that Shimon does that action and is poil the chalois, according to the Torah, the mishaleach is the one whose das is being poil the chalois, and therefore you need his das till the very end. And according to the Rambam, the shliach's das is the one who's being poil the chalois, and therefore you do not need the das of the mishaleach till the very end. L'chayra, in our case over here, where it's a refakerta case, the mishaleach had his das, but the shliach lost his das along the way. That's the case that the Rashba and the Meiri are discussing, that they want to know why the Gemara didn't say that case, that the mishaleach sent Shimon to divorce his wife, and Shimon lost his das, he became a shaita or became a cheresh along the way. L'chayra, the halacha should be talui on the Rambam and the Tur, that according to the Rambam, that holds that the shliach is the one who is poil the chalois, and therefore nishtata hamishaleach did not bother us. In this case over here, where it was nischareish hashliach, the shliach lost his das, then it makes sense that it should not work, which is exactly what the Rashba and the Meiri say, that it doesn't work because at the time that he's delivering the get, it's his das that's being poil the chalois, and if he doesn't have das at that time, he can't be a shliach for that. However, according to the tour that said that it's all tali on the mishaleach, if it was nishtate ha-mishaleach, that becomes pasul min ha-Torah, because it's the mishaleach that's being poil the chalois. The shliach is just is just acting as his yoda arichta, but it's the das of the mishaleach that is necessary. So over here, in this case, where the mishaleach does have das, and it's just nischareish ha-shaliach, l'chayra, it should be a good shlichus, and that brings us to a kasha on the tour, because if the tour would argue on the Rashba and the Meiri and would say that in this case the shlichus could be good, so why did the Gemara have to stretch itself to say such a doichek ukimta that the guy became a cheresh after he gave the get, but right the next second before he was able to get out of his mouth, b'fanei nichta v'fanei nechtam? Why don't we say a much more normal case that somewhere along the trip between the minui shlichus and delivering the get in Eretz Yisrael, he became a cheresh? It's masha from the Gemara that in such a case it would not be a good shlichus. L'chayra, according to the Tur, it should be a good shlichus. As long as you have the das ha-mishaleach who is poil the chalois, who cares if the shliach lost his das? L'chayra, he still should be able to serve as a shliach to give over the get. L'chayra, what we see from this Gemara is that even according to the Torah that says that the mishaleach is the das that's being poil the chalois shlichus, the chalois gerushin, it is his das that is affecting the gerushin when the shliach gives over the get, still we need the das ha-shaliach as well. And the Hesber is because even though the das ha-mishaleach is being poil the chalois, still that's only if the shliach can serve as a shliach. In order for him to serve as a shliach, he has to have das in order to be a shliach throughout the entire time. It's not enough for him to have das when he was appointed as a shliach. He has to have das all the way till the end, until he actually carries out the shlichus, or else his shlichus is batal. So true, when he is a shliach, the lamdus of the shlichus and the gedder of the shlichus is that he is acting as the extended hand, the yada arichta of the mishaleach, but that's only if he, the shliach, still has das, then he could serve as a shliach to do the action on behalf of the mishaleach. Which comes out now that according to the Rambam, we have a halacha that All you need is the Das HaShaliach at the time of the Maisa. You don't need the Das HaMishaleach at all. If the Mishaleach became a Shoita or a Cheirish, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's the Shliach who's being Poel the Chalois, that already is good enough. And if the Das HaMishaleach is not necessary. Whereas according to the Tur, we would be Mechiach from this Gemara, that the Tur holds that you need two things. You need the Das HaMishaleach all the way till the end, as the Divrei Yecheskel explains, because the Tur holds that the Mishaleach's Das is the one that's affecting the Chalois that's being done. But in addition to that, you also need the Das HaShaliach till the very end, because if at some point the Shliach loses his Das, he cannot serve anymore as a shliach. Only a bardas could be a shliach. It's not enough if he was appointed as a shliach, as a bardas. He has to remain a bardas till he carries out the shlichus, or else his shlichus disintegrates. And therefore, according to the Torah, not only do you need the das hamishaleach till the very end, you need the das hashliach till the very end. And that's why the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Meiri say that it has to be talking about that the person was a pikeach at the time of the nesinas haget. And therefore, if it says that he became nischarish and he was eina yochel loimer b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam, it must be talking about where he was nischarish that moment between the nesinas Saget and trying to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. There is another ha'ara on this Gemara, and that is, why doesn't the Gemara say that the case of Eina Yochel Loimer b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam is talking about where he was appointed as a shliach l'kabbalah, that the woman appointed this shliach to receive the get on her behalf in Chutz La'aretz, and then he went and traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and somewhere along his long journey, he became a cheirish, and he was Eina Yochel Loimer b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. A similar type of question, why do we have to say such a doichek ukimta that he became a cheirish that moment from between the Nesinas Haget and trying to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam? Say a much more logical case that he became a cheirish somewhere along his long journey from Medinas Hayam. Truly can't be talking about a shliach lahaylacha in such a case, as the Rashba and the Meiri just established that then his shlichus would be batal and it wouldn't be able to carry out the shlichus. But let's say he's talking about that he's a shliach lekabbalah, and a shliach lekabbalah, as soon as he accepts the get, that is his shlichus. The gerushin is chal right away, the moment he accepts it, because he is acting, after all, on behalf of the Isha, and he's in place of the Isha. So as soon as the Baal gives him that get in Medina Sayam, the shlichus is complete. Now he just has to go deliver the get. At that point, we could say somewhere along the line he became a cherish, and therefore he was Eina Yochel Loimer b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. The answer to that kasha l'chayra is, like the Ran says earlier in the Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif, that a shliach l'kabbalah does not have to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam b'chlal. The whole takana of saying b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam is by a shliach l'haylacha, a shliach that the Baal appoints. And the Ran explains, because the only reason the Chazal established that one has to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam is because we're afraid that later on the Baal will have charata and will be ma'arer on the get. So we need to have the kiyum of b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. But when the Baal gives a get to a shliach l'kabbalah and the gerushin is chal right away, he is goymer u'megarish. He realizes that right now, this is the end of the story, he's divorcing his wife right away, and therefore if he gives it only when he is goymer u'megarish, so we're not worried that later on he's going to change his mind. And the Ran is medayik this from the first Rashi in the Masechta. Rashi says on the first Mishnah, u'shliach zeh habal asoi shliach lohilocha, that this shliach of the Mishnah is talking about a shliach lohilocha. The Ran says that we see from here that a shliach kabbalah does not have to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. And therefore our Mishnah that says that if a shliach brought a get from Medina Sayam and he wasn't able to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam, it can't be talking about a shliach l'kabbalah, because then he wouldn't have to say b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam in the first place. It must be talking about a shliach l'haylacha, and that's why the Gemara has to say it's ukimta. Reb Zelig Epstein Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Shara Torah in Queens, pointed out though that according to this vart, we see a raya to the Ran from our Gemara. The Ran says this chiddush in the beginning of a Masechta, that the shliach l'kabbalah does not have to say b'fanei nichta v'fanei nechtam. And the Ran ends his piece saying, kei nireh li, this is what it seems to me. He doesn't have a raya from a Gemara. He brings a diuk from a Gemara and later on Daf Chav Dalet. But Reb Zelig Epstein pointed out that l'chayra, this Gemara is a raya gemura to the vart, to the yisoid of the Ran. Because if the din would be that a shliach l'kabbalah does have to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, that would be a simple ukimta to explain pshat in our Mishnah. We don't have to say that he became a cherish the moment between the nesina and trying to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. We could say that it was a shliach l'kabbalah and he became a cherish sometime along this long journey. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, it would be a raya to the Ranz Yisoid that a shliach l'kabbalah does not have to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam b'chlal. Therefore, our Mishnah al karchach is talking about a shliach l'hilacha and a shliach l'hilacha. If he were to become a cherish along the way, then ain't a nasa shliach, like the Rashba and the Meiri say. Therefore, the Gemara has to say this ukimta that he gave the get as a pikeach for lo hispik loimar b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam ad shenis charish. Toisvis on daf hea mid aleph, dibur amaschel ilema asks another kasha on our Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to say bechlal that the person became a cherish? Why don't we say that we're talking about that the Baal sent a shliach who is an ilim, a mute person. He has das, and ilim is considered a bar das, and he's eino yochel loimar b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. So why do we have to say a case that he gave it to a pikeach and it was nescharish before he got a chance to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam? Just say that he sent the get with an ilim who couldn't say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. And Taisus says that in a chanami, the Gemara could have said that the Mishnah was talking about an ilim, but the lashon of the Mishnah ve'eino yochal loimar b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam is not mashma like that. It's mashma that the person be'etzem could have said b'fanei nichtav, and then something happened that made him eino yochal loimar b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. The teretz of Taisus is a little unclear. Where is the diuk in the Mishnah that it's not talking about an ilim? Ayin b'maharam on that Taisus on dafei, and also in the yamshel shloima in simin chaf. Baal Kapanim, it's mavur from Taisis that Be'etzem, the Gemara could have said that our Mishnah is talking about an Elaim. The Ramban Bayos, and the Ran, and the Ritva, answer Taisis Kasha differently, and say that the Gemara couldn't have said that we're talking about an Elaim, because the Mishnah says that the din of Eina Yochalayim Rebafanei Nechta Fanei Nechtam is Im Yeshal of Edim Yiskayim B'chaisamov. By an Elaim, the din would not be Yiskayim b'chaisamav, because the Elaim himself would be able to take care of that, even though he can't talk, but he would be able to write b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. Since he's be'etzem a bardas, he's just not able to talk, he would be able to write mitoy chaksav b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, and that's why the Gemara does not say that the Mishnah is talking about an Elaim. The Beis Yosef and Evin Ezer Simen Kuf Mem Beis points out that if Toisis on Daf Hei did not answer like the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva, it must be that Toisis argues and holds that an Elaim is not able to write b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. A person has to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. There is no way that you could be yotze with writing it. And therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah that says Yiskayim b'chaisamav could have be'etzem been talking about an ilim, except that the diktuk lashon haMishnah for whatever reason is not mashma that way. But the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva argue on Taisvis, and they hold that the edus of b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam is possible to be said even by an ilim, because he would do it al yedei aksav. What exactly is the machloikis between the Ramban and these Rishonim against Taisvis? So the Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Gemara says there that when Benegea to the Eidus, to be matir, a woman to get married, to say that her husband died, so there's a special kula that even though normally we say mipiham veloy mipiksavam, Eidus has to be said orally, it can't be said ayidei ksav. But an Elaim is allowed to write his Eidus, Benegea to Eidus Isha, Benegea to Eidus to be matir in Isha, to get married. And the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis says that anything that were makel by Eidus Isha were makel more legabi the Eidus of B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam. Even women that are not Nemon to say that another woman's husband died, for example, a mother-in-law, which the Gemara says that they're not Nemon to be made that the daughter-in-law's husband died and she's muted to marry Lashuk because we're afraid maybe the mother-in-law is in machloikis with the daughter-in-law and wants to mess her up. So even those women who are not nemon to say meis baila, they are still nemon to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam on that other woman's get. because haksav moichiach, that really we're not relying on b'fanei nechtav that much. Really, the ksav of the get is moichiach, as Rashi in Yevamos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph says, v'lav alo samchinon kol kach. We're not really relying on the person; we're relying more on the get. Therefore, if you're neman le'edus isha, you surely should be neman legabe edus b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So says the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva, that if there's a Gemara later on Daf Ayin Aleph that says that an Elaim could write, we could be Mekel Mipiksavam, an Elaim could write his Eidos, Lagabi Eidos, to be Matir and Isha to get married, Kol Shekein, it should work, Lagabi the Eidos of B'fanei Nechta, of B'fanei Nechta. And the Beis Yosef says that Tosis doesn't hold of that Raya, because the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis is talking specifically about Achshash Meshaker. We're afraid that the mother-in-law is lying in order to mess up the daughter-in-law. So if there's Achshash Meshaker, and therefore they're not Nemon Le'edus Isha, Lagabi B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta will be more Mekel, because we don't have to worry so much about a Meshaker, because we're not really relying on the person who's testifying. We're relying B'ikr on the Ksav. Haksav moichiach, but the psul of writing edus mipiyam v'loy mipiksavam, that's not because of a chshash meshaker. That's tam gzeiras hakasev, that the edus has to be al pi shnayim edim. It has to be mipiyam v'loy mipiksavam. So when it comes to psulim that are gzeiras hakasevs, there we're not going to say that we're going to be more mekel by the edus b'fanai nichtav than by the edus to be matir and isha to get married. Adarabah, to be matir and isha to get married mishum iguna, they made certain kulas, but over here by a get, we don't have to be mekel mishum iguna. Worst comes to worst, if this won't be a good edus of b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, the person will send another get with a different shliach that is able to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. Or he could be mekayim the edim b'chaisamav. Al kalpanim, says the Beis Yosef, Tosis doesn't hold of that raya from the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph, because it's based on the assumption that if we're going to be mekel by edus isha, surely kol shekein will be mekel on edus b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, as is mevu in the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel. And Tosis holds that that's only by Chshash Meshaker that you could say such a Kol Shekein. But you say that we're more Mekel by Eidos B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtam more than Eidos to be Matir and Isha to get married. However, when it comes to a psul of Mipiyam v'loy Mipiksavim, which is a psul of Gzeiras HaKosav, that we could say that there's a psul even though we're Mekel Lagabe Eidos to be Matir, a woman to get married, by saying that her husband died, we still won't be Mekel Lagabe the Eidos of B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam, and therefore an Elaim will be possible to write B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam according to the Shitas Tosfos. So why does the Ramban hold that it's a good Raya from there, and Tosfos holds that it's not a good Raya? So the Ksav Sofer on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says a beautiful pshat in this machlokes, that the Ramban and the other Rishonim hold that the psul of Mipiksavam, the psul that Eidos does not work when it's the written word and not said orally, is also because of Achshash Meshaker. Gemara doesn't say why Eidos has to be Mipiyam and not Mipiksavam. Tosis understands that it's Tamak Zeres HaKosav. But says the Ksav Sofer, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva understood that it's because of Achshash Meshaker. People are Makbid, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, that people are not going to lie Bipeh. However, even though we daven every day, usvasai midaber mirma, that's only our lips midaber mirma, but we see that many people, when it comes to filling out forms, when it comes to writing things, they're not as makbid, they're not as scared to be mishaker. Says the Ksav Sofer that this is the true metzias, that people have a cheskas kashrus, that they're not going to lie bepeh, but when it comes to lying by writing, a yetzahara, the yetzahara will make the person lie a little easier than when it's bepeh. Memela, the psul of mipi and v'loy mipiksavam, is because we have Chshash Meshaker, we're worried that the aid is going to lie when it's Mipi HaKsav. If that's the case, the Ramban has a beautiful raya that if Lagabi Chshash Meshaker, we see in the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel that anyone that's Neman to say that a woman's husband died surely should be Neman to say B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam, because even those women that are not Neman Be'edus Isha are Neman on B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechtam, because we don't have to worry so much about a Chshash Meshaker because HaKsav Moichiach. If that's the case, if it's Mavur later on Daf Ayin Aleph that an Elaim could write the Eidos Isha, the Eidos that are Meis Baila, surely we could say that the Elaim could write the Eidos of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam, and we're not going to be choishish for his Sheker. because haksav moichiach. Tosfos held that that's not a good sushtal because the psul of edus mipiksavam is stam gzeres hakasav. It has nothing to do with a chshash meshaker, and therefore, when there's a psul of gzeres hakasav, we have no reason to say that we'll be lenient by the edus of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Only by a chshash meshaker do we find that we're more lenient in the edus of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So here we have a machloikis, the Ramban and the Tosfos, whether our Mishnah be'etzim could be talking about an ilaim. Tosfos says that it could be because an ilaim is ain a yochel loymer b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, except that it doesn't fit into the Lashna Mishnah, but in din, the din would be true. The Ramban, the Ran, and the Ritva say no, the aid that would be an ilaim would be able to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, not with his mouth, but he would be able to say mipiksavam. And the shorish of this machloikes is, what is the psul of mipiksavam? If the psul is a chshash meshaker, like the Ramban understood, then he has a raya, b'tzir of the Gemara and daf ayin aleph and the Mishnah and daf chav gimel, he has a raya that by edus b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, we are less worried about a chshash meshaker, and therefore an ilaim would be able to write b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Therefore, the Mishnah couldn't be talking about such a case, because then it wouldn't have to be yiskayim b'chaysamav. The ilaim himself could write b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. And Tosfos holds that the psul of mipi and v'loim piksavam has nothing to do with a chshash meshaker. It's a gzeres hakasav ba'alma that the edus has to be orally mipi and v'loim piksavam, and therefore this psul would apply even by edus of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, and therefore be'etzem the Mishnah could be talking about an ilaim, and that's why it would be iskayim b'chaysamav, because the ilaim would not be allowed to write the edus of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. The only reason the Gemara doesn't establish the case of the Mishnah and ilaim is because of the mashmas lashon haMishnah is that we're talking about someone that became a cherish before he was able to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, and not someone who was an ilaim the entire time. The Gemara then brings the Braisa that says Bishloisha Drachim Shavu Gite Noshim L'Shechruri Avadim, and brings the number of the Mishnayis coming up Behemshech our Perek, and we will Amritz Hashem discuss each din B'mekaymoi Haroiloi. But it's worth discussing over here on Daf Tes the Mishnah that's brought down from Daf Yura Midbeis Kol Hashtarois Ha'olim Ba'arkoi Shel Oivdei Kechavim, any shtarois that are processed in the courthouses of the Goyim are, if their signatures are Goyish's signatures, they're ksherim by other shtarois, chutz migitei nashim v'shechrui avadim, that they are pasul. Rashi says that even though the noisin and the makabel, the two parties in the transaction, are Yisraelim, still lemaisa by shtarei mamoin, the rule is that Goyish's signatures are kosher. Rashi says that by gittin, it's not that way, because lav b'nei krisus ninu, since goyim are not b'toyras gittin in kedushin, they are not b'nei krisus, and by shechrui avadim as well, they are pasul, the goyish's signatures are pasul, because since there's a gzeres shava of la, so any psul that there is by gittin nashim, there is by shechrui avadim as well. The Pirus Yosef in the back of the Gemara, ask a kasha on the Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say that Goyish Eidim are puzzled to sign a shtar shichur because of the gzeres shava of la? Rashi should say the same svara that he said by get. Just like by get they are puzzled because lav b'nei krisus ninu. The same thing by signing a shtar shichur, Rashi should say because lav b'nei shichur ninu. Because a goy, the Gemara says later on daf lamed ches, that a goy is not able to be kaina another goy as an eved knani. He can't have a kinyan haguf in another goy. And therefore, he should be possible to sign a shtar shichur because he's not b'toyra shichur. And the Peres Yosef answers his kasha by saying that Rashi goes l'shitasai, because Rashi later on this amud, dibur ha-maschel psula d'rabanan, and Rashi on Yura Midbeis, dibur ha-maschel krisa, explains that the psul of lav b'nei krisus is not a svara pshuta. Just because they are not b'nei krisus, why does that make it that they can't be edim, they can't sign on a get? That's learned out from a pasuk, because it says v'chasav v'nasan, and therefore we learn out misha yeshnoi b'chlal nesina, someone who's in the category of giving his own get, because he is b'chlal gerishin, so yeshnoi b'chlal ksiva, he can also write his signature and sign the get. But that's Gzeres HaKasa from a pasuk. That's not a svara. Therefore, it's true that Goyim Alav B'nei Shichur Ninu. But who says that that passels them from signing a Shtar Shichur? Just because they can't be Meshachar and Eved, because they can't own a Kinyan Aguf in another Goy, who says that that passels them from signing a Shtar Shichur? On that, Rashi needs to say it's a Gzeres HaVallah Allah, that if the Goyim are passel to sign a Ged, then they are passel to for signing a Shtar Shichur as well. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Afal Pi points out that there are other psulim here as well, besides what Rashi mentions of Lav B'nei Krisus, that when a goy signs a get, there's a problem because a get needs to be written b'shlichus habal and signed b'shlichus habal, and goyim are Lav B'nei Shlichus Ninu. Rashi did not mention that chisaron. Tosfos shows from a Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis that says that the Baal has to say to the Sofer Lichtoiv and to the Edim Chasoimu. So it's mashma that the Edus of the Get, it has to be signed Bishlichos HaBaal. And if Rashi doesn't mention that psul, that the problem by a goy signing a get is because it's Lav B'nei Shlichus, it would be mashma that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, and Rashi holds that a get does not have to be signed b'shlichus habal. The emes is that the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph argues on our Tosfos and holds that the get does not have to be signed b'shlichus habal. And Tosfos later on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis brings two opinions about this. And Tosfos says that if you hold that the word v'chasav in the Torah is going on the Baal, then the Edim are signing b'shlichusoy. But it could be that the word v'chasav is going on the Sofer and on the Edim, and therefore it does not have to be written and signed b'shlichus of the Baal. This that the Mishnah says later on, that you have to tell the Edim chasoimu, that's just in order to ensure that the get is signed l'shma, but not because it has to be written and signed b'shlichus habal. So this would be a shtickle mucker that Rashi holds, like that opinion of the Tosfos Yeshanim in Erevin, that the get does not have to be signed b'shlichus habal. Al Kopanim, in the middle of Rashi's discussion, that Rashi says that the Goyim are kosher to sign the Shtari Mamon, but they're possible to sign the Gittin and the Shechruri Avadim, because they're not Petairas Gittin, not Petairas Gittin in Kedushin, and the Gzereshava of La La. Rashi says, Aval Al Hadinim Nitztavu B'nei Noyach. And a lot of the Mefarshim grapple with these words of Rashi. Rashi is bringing from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. Goyim on Itztavu on Dinim. But the question is, why does Rashi bring that in? From the flow of the words of Rashi, it sounds like Rashi is trying to tell us that therefore they are B'toiras Shtarei Mamon. That they are B'toiras, even though they're not B'toiras Gittin V'Kedushin, but they are B'toiras Shtarei Mamon because Al Hadinim Nitztavu B'nei Noach. But that's a Pella, because we just explained, based on the Pyrus Yosef, that there's no Svara that you have to be B'tairas something. The only psul of signing a get, Goyim to sign a get, is because they're not B'tairas. That's a Gzeres HaKasav, because it says V'chasa V'nasan. Even by Shtar Shichur, Lav B'tairas wouldn't have been a psul. It's just because of the Gzeres of La La. So why does Rashi have to tell us that Goyim are B'tairas Shtari Mamon because Al Hadinim Nitztavu B'nei Noach? L'chaira, those words in Rashi need biur. So there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim to explain those words in Rashi. The Tosis HaRosh Bayas, Tosis HaRosh brings the Rashi, and it's mevur that the Tosis HaRosh understood that Rashi is coming to tell us that Goyim are kosher le'edus min ha'toira when it comes to inyanei mamon. L'gabe gittin and shtar shichur, Goyim apostle because lav b'nei krisus and gzereshava la la, but l'gabe shtari mamon, Goyim akasha le'edus min ha'toira. Tosfos says in Dibur HaMaschil Af Al Pi that Goyim are posel le'edus min ha'toira, since they're not achiv. There's just a takonas chachamim that when they sign in the arkois, in the courthouses, and therefore there is no chshash meshaker, the chachamim believed this edus, and it's a takonas chachamim. The Tosfos HaRosh elaborates and says it's a takonas hashuk, because in Golos we have to do business with Goyim, and many times the only available edim are Goyish edim, and therefore chachamim made a takana that we should believe the Goyim as long as they're not signing on their own, they're signing in the courthouses, so there is no chshash meshaker, therefore mitakana we believe them. So after Tosfos HaRosh, Udaloi Kepirish Rashi, Shepirish Afal Pisha Chosmei and Goyim Ksherim, Mishum Shenitztavu Al Hadinim, Mashma sheroitza lahachshiron b'shar shtaris min ha-toira. That when Rashi says, Mishum shenitztavu al adinim, Taisa Rosh says that Rashi is coming to say that that's why they're kosher le'edus min ha-toira. And the truth is, Tosfos in Bava Kamma Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph brings that Shitas Rashi in Perek Kamma de Gittin is that Goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah, and everybody wonders, where is this Rashi? Rashi in Perek Kamma de Gittin does not write that Goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. But today that we are zoicha to the Tosfos Arash, it's clear from the Tosfos Arash that Tosfos in there in Bava Kamma is referring to our Rashi. That Tosfos understood as well when Rashi says Al Adinim Nitztavu B'nei Noach, that's coming to tell us that Legabi Shtari Mamoin, Edim, Goyim, Akasha, Le'edus, Min HaTorah. And this is the Shita that's brought down in the Mordechai, in Remez Shin Chav Dalet, and in the Hagois Ashri on the Rosh in Simen Yud, in the name of the Sefer HaChochma and Rabbeinu Yokar, two Rishayim, that they hold that Goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. Normally we don't rely on them because there's a chashash mashaker, but in our Kois Shalov de Kechavim, we rely on the Edus min ha-Torah. According to that, what's the Pshat in the Rashi? Why is it Nitztav, just because Al Hadinim Nitztavu b'nei Noyach, that makes it that they're kosher le'edus min ha-Torah on shtari moment. So this, to understand this properly, we have to know, what does that mean? Al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. It's a big machlokes rishonim. What does it mean that goyim on nitztavu on dinim? The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalid, says that goyim are chayiv to set up courthouses and judges. Chayovim lohoishiv dayonim v'shoiftim. Lodun b'sheish mitzvah seilu. To judge, legabi the other sheish mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And therefore, the whole city of Shechem was chayiv to be killed because Shechem stole Dinah, and they should have judged, they were nitztavu al hadinim, they should have judged someone who went against one of the other sheish mitzvahs. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, in the Parsha of Shechem, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, argues on the Rambam and says that there is no chayiv the dinim to set up courthouses. Rather, what it means is that the nitztavu al hadinim on dinei chayshin mishpat that we have, goyim are mitzuvah as well. They're not allowed to be mazik someone else or someone else's property. They're not allowed to overcharge for a mekach umemkar. So that's what it means, according to the Ramban, that they have dinim, that they're mechayiv in the rules of chayshin mishpat. According to the Tosa Rosh's Pshat and Rashi, it seems that Rashi is going like the Rambam, that Nitztavu al hadinim means that they're mechuyev to set up dayanim, mechuyev to set up courthouses. Because the fact that they would be chayev and chayesh mishpat, that they're not allowed to be mazik someone, and that they're not allowed to overcharge someone, that shouldn't make it that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. However, if Rashi understands like the Rambam, that their nitztavu al hadinim means that they're mechuyev to make courthouses, that means that the Torah recognizes the courthouses of the goyim. And Memela recognizes their mishpat, which the Rambam there in Hilchas Malachim says is done through witnesses. And if that's the case, the Torah is machshiv, the edus, and the judgment of the goyim, and therefore Rashi is trying to show us that goyim are kosher le'edus on shtarei mamin min ha-Torah, since they are nitztavu al hadinim. The problem with this pshat in Rashi is that Rashi, right before that, says that the reason that goyim are ksherim is because of dina de malchusa dina. And the makar of Rashi is from the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that really it would be a chaspa ba'alma, a shtar that is signed on it, goyim, would be just a piece of pottery, because goyim are not really good edim, but dina de malchus adina is machshir them. It's masha from Rashi that goyim are not kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. It's only because of dina de malchus adina. However, the Sefer HaChochman Rabbeinu Yoker that we mentioned before hold l'maisa that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah. So what's pshat in that Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis that says that the shtar would be a chaspa ba'alma, would be totally valueless if not for the fact that dina de malchusa dina? So the Achroinim explained the Ktzais HaChoshen in Simen Samaches, Sifkatan Aleph, and the Tumim in Simen Samaches, Sifkatan Ches, explained that the reason why it would be a chaspa ba'alma, even though goyim are kosher le'edus min ha-Torah, is because goyim are not b'toiras kinyan shtar. To sign a shtar, you have to be b'toiras, and goyim don't have kinyan shtar. As Tosfos says in Kiddushin Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that goyim are not able to be koina with shtar. And therefore, the Gemara says that Goyim signed on a shtar would be nothing if not for Dina Damachusa Dina. So once we could say that in the Sefer HaChochman Rabbeinu Yakar, Pshat in the Gemara on Yoram Beis, that may be the Pshat in Rashi as well. However, in Rashi himself, this doesn't work out so well, because that only makes sense, that pshat in the Gemara, if you say that the psul of Eina B'tayras is a svara, then if they're not B'tayras Kinyan Shtar, so they can't be B'tayras signing the Kinyan Shtar, so that would be pshat in the Sefer HaChochman Rabbeinu Yakar. But as we just explained, Rashi holds, the Paris Yosef explains, that Rashi holds that Eina B'tayras is not a svara. That's because of a Gzeres HaKosav of a Chosav and Asan. That Gzeres HaKosav is by get. And we learn now to shtar shichur, la, but to say by shtari mamain that they would have to be b'tayras in order to be able to sign, that's a pella. That l'chayra would not be true according to Rashi. So it comes back to the question that if Rashi is trying to say that the goyim are kosher le'edus because al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, l'chayra, if that would be what Rashi means when he says al dinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, that l'chayra would not stim with what Rashi is telling us, that it's because of dina d'malchus adina. So this is a ha'ara on the Taisa Rosh. However, there's another pshat in the Rashi that's said by Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer in the Evin Ha'azel Hilchas Nizke Mamon Pereches Halacha Hei. Rav Issa Zalman says that Rashi's kavana when Rashi says al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach is not to teach us that edim, that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha'tayra. What Rashi means to tell us is, how could we say dina d'malchusa dina? What does that mean, that because the dina d'malchusa, we recognize the dina d'malchusa, how could it be that when the balei dvarim are Yisraelim, noisein v'amakabel Yisraelim heim, it's going to be good because dina d'malchusa dina? The Gemara says that that's true because of dina d'malchusa dina, but what's taka pshat? How could it be dina d'malchusa dina? How could we recognize the goyish adinim? They don't have the same rules as us. On that, Rashi reiterates and says, no, al hadinim nitztavu b'nei noyach. Again, going with the understanding of the Rambam, that al hadinim nitztavu b'nei noyach means that the Torah says, instructs the goyim, the b'nei noyach, to have courthouses and to paskin dinim based on the edus. And therefore, if the Torah recognizes such a din, the Torah says that you should set up dayanim and paskin, therefore that shows me that the din is chashav in the eyes of the Torah. Then we could say dina d'malchusa dina. So Rashi's not coming to say that the edim are kashim in a Torah. La'olam, it could be Rashi's shita is like Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh themselves hold that goyim are pasul le'edus min ha'Torah, and the only reason that they're kosher ba'arkois shel goyim is because of a takonas chachamim. But Rashi is just coming to say that by the goyim being kosher because of dina d'malchus adina, the reason that dina d'malchus adina is a valid svara to be machshir the shtarais that are processed by the arkois shel goyim is because the Torah recognizes their dinim. The Torah recognizes that by saying al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, because the Torah tells b'nei noyach to set up dinim, to set up dayanim and batei mishpat, that shows us that the Torah is machshiv their dinim, and therefore we could say dina d'malchus adina. There are sources to this pshat and rishonim as well. If one looks at the Ur Zeruah in the beginning of Chela Gimel, where he has a section called Hilchas Arkois, he brings our Rashi, and it's mevur in the Ur Zeruah that Rashi's expression al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach is connected to what Rashi said dina d'malchusa dina. And the Taisis Rid on the Yud Amid Aleph brings down the words of Rashi as well, al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, even though the Taisis Rid on the Yud Amid Beis says beferish like Shitas Taisis that goyim are pasul le'edus min ha'Torah, not like the Shita of the Sefer HaChochman Rabbeinu Yakar. So from the Taisis Rid and the Ur Zeruah would be a shtickle makar to the pshat of Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, that when Rashi says al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, Rashi is not coming to say that goyim are kosher le'edus min ha'Torah on shtarei mamon. Rashi is just coming to explain why dina de machusa dina is a valid svara to be machshir these edim on shtar mamon. So when Rashi says that by gittin and shtari shichur it's a problem because it's not b'tayras, Rashi means because of that gzeres hakasav of achasav v'nosan, that if they're not b'tayras gerishin, that they're not b'tayras signing. And by shtar shichur as well, even though you don't have the pasuk v'chasav v'nosan, but there's a gzeres shavah la that tells us that goyim are pasul as well to sign shtari shichur. But by shtari mamin ha'olim barakois, the reason that it's kosher is takav, like Rashi said before, because of dina d'malchus adina. But here Rashi reiterates al adinim nitztavu b'nei noyach, The Goyim are connected to Dinim, even recognized and validated by the Torah, because the Torah says they should set up Dayanim and Batei Mishpat. If that's the case, we could say Dina de Malchus Adina and be Machshir the Shtarei HaOlam Barakois if they are Shtarei Mamon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.